Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
Time for Ben's story of the day on National Restless Leg Awareness Day. You ever have restless leg, Ben?
Occasionally, and then I realize, and it's weird. You can't always fight it the best way possible. It just keeps going and going and going.
There should be, maybe there are. I wonder if there's such a thing as a restless leg specialist. Some doctor who just specializes in people who lie in their bed and their leg goes little. That's what you do all day long. It's just that. You're just working with a restless leg. I don't know what you, a restless legist.
The legalicialist?
Yeah, well, that's a word. That sounds, when Justin Trudeau referred to someone speaking moistly, I think that was that word he was thinking of. Let's get to Ben's story of the day. Here's how this works. I'm going to give Ben three stories from around the world, and then he will decide which one he thinks should be his story of the day. There are no rules, so he can decide however he wishes. Let's start in Boston, Massachusetts, where there is a school bus shortage right now. They can't find drivers and they can't find buses, yet school is carrying on. So this high school in Boston had a field trip booked, but they were short on buses, so they hired a private company, not the school bus company, to come and bring them buses so they could get their high school students to wherever this field trip was supposed to be. Well, when the bus showed up and the kids got on the bus, this was quite a bus to be taking to the field trip, because it was a party bus with a stripper pole and flashing neon lights. I can't. How was your trip, Johnny? Mom asked when he got home. Well, Mom, let me tell you. I'm sure the school board had a couple calls at least when parents on social media saw kids post. And you just know that some kids, male and female, were taking a spin on the stripper pole.
Oh, absolutely.
It's inevitable. It's absolutely inevitable. And you also know that the likelihood is, and this is where the trouble was going to come, nobody was probably taking pictures of the guys who were spinning around on the stripper pole, making it really funny. But a girl gets on the stripper pole, and I bet you that's the photo that ends up on social media. Now the school board's going to be in all kinds of heat because you had allowed the girls in your high school to, you know what I mean. Anyway, there you go. Yes, that would be quite a quite a field trip.
Do you think that they permanently had just like constantly pumping techno music the whole time? There's a dimmer, but it doesn't go off. Yeah, that's all you get. It's just the...
And could you... You know who's really ticked off about this? All the kids on the other boring bus who got stuck on a regular school bus. And you get there and the... And they're coming out, and they've got the, you know, the red cups with the
red solo cups and sunglasses.
Yeah, it's like, what are you guys doing in that boring school bus? We got a stripper poles, we got drinks, we got the whole thing. Yeah.
You get out in 1877, this house was built. Can we go back
Can we
on
go
the
back on the bus? Exactly. Story number two, slightly less hilarious for the people involved, but there was a crew of football referees in Ohio that were officiating a game between Grove City High School and Central Crossing High School. And I guess there were some controversial calls in this game. And one of the schools in particular got very upset about the way some of these calls went. Well, charges are now being filed against students and teachers, I guess, from one of the schools, because when the officials finished the game and went back into their change room, these people pushed vending machines and other stuff in front of the door, so they were stuck inside. They basically kidnapped the officials so they couldn't get out of the referee's room.
Barricade, I guess that's criminal. Them in with vending machines. That's a creative use of it.
I guess that's against the law. I mean, it's stupid. It's mean. I guess it's confinement, illegal confinement, yep. But I guess, anyway, there you go. That's that one. All right, story number three comes from England. And see, this one is just impressive. This one is just impressive. They had a road race, a running race. Actually, they had a couple races. And so this guy enters the 10K race and, you know, figures he's going to do pretty well. He didn't win the 10K race, though, because there was also a half marathon the same day, and they all started together. But at a certain point, if you were in the 10K, you turn to your left And if you're in the half marathon, you turn to your right. Well, he took a wrong turn. So this guy who'd been training for the 10K took a wrong turn and ended up in the half marathon and ended up winning it by 4 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's not a small gap at all.
It's more than double the length of the race, and he ends up winning it by more than 4 minutes, but got disqualified because he finished the wrong race.
What I love is whenever you start running, it's like doing a plank where time just goes on and on and on. He must have been thinking, this is the longest 10Ks I have ever run.
I must be really like, something's wrong with me today, because this, I must be taking forever. I should have been done 25 minutes ago. Or a half an hour ago, and I'm still running. Anyway, but on the other hand, how impressive is it that you could train for 10K and just blow through 22K, no problem, and beat the next best guy by 4 minutes?
Everybody else must have really sucked.
Or he was just that amazing. So will your story of the day today be the students in Boston who went on their field trip in a stripper bus? Will it be the football officials who got barricaded in their dressing room because the other coaches and players were upset with him? Or will it be the guy who ran the half marathon instead of the 10K because he took a wrong turn but still won, although was disqualified?
I got to take the obvious one. Something about a party bus to any field trip is simply amazing. And it's going to be a story that will be told for eons.
When I heard this story, and we got to run, when I first heard this story, all I could wish was that on our grade 12 class trip down to the Civil War area in the United States, that we would have had the party bus instead of the boring bus that we were on. This would have just, it would have changed everything about our trip. Everything. Probably for the worse, but nonetheless, it would have changed everything.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Scott Radley Show.
Weeknights from 6 to 8
on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.